Yeah, so our members have been widely echoing that sort of sentiment is, you know, we have a lot of changes that took place in 2018 in that farm bill. But at the end of the day, a lot of these programs work well. So when we look at ARC and PLC, dairy margin coverage, a lot of these programs have been reliable to farmers and they don't want the funding to change. We want to make sure we maintain that funding. So that's definitely a priority for American Farm Bureau Federation in the next farm bill, beyond some little minor tweaks here and there. One thing that we do want to prioritize is regardless of what crop you grow, we want to make sure you have a risk management option in place. So we know that there's a wide number of products, especially when you look into specialty crop issues, a lot of acreage remains uninsured. So when you think about that, American Farm Bureau is in the sitting that, you know, regardless of what crop a farmer chooses to grow, they should still have those protections. When they don't have a protection, what happens? They generally become reliant on a lot of ad hoc disaster assistance programs. So things like WIP Plus and the Emergency Relief Program this year, a lot of those programs, you know, they lack provisions needed to support a lot of different farmers. They need frequent congressional authorization. So this means that farmers are often waiting 2-3 years to have sort of a safety net that pays out for disaster-related losses. So instead of sort of these intermittent, frequent, complex regulatory landscapes provided by ad hoc disaster assistance, we prefer more reliable insurance programs and insurance products offered through the Farm Bill, offered through USDA, through Federal Crop Insurance Program, that can help be a safety net for farmers in the future.